Scientists have documented a lot of animals that use tools, like chimps, sea otters, and octopi, to name a few. NPR's Nate Rott reports a new animal has joined that list, a 13-year-old Swiss brown cow named Veronica.
Before we meet Veronica, it's worth explaining how she came to scientists' attention. Elise Auersperg, a cognitive biologist at the University of Veterinary Medicine, Vienna, wrote a book about animal innovations that published last year. And after that, she started getting all sorts of videos from people
telling me that they think that their animal was using a tool.
For example,
cats using Amazon boxes as tools for housing. There were videos of dogs using sticks to brush their teeth.
Or maybe they were just chewing, which kind of illustrates the bigger problem.
Not even the scientists are really clear about what tool use really is.
Auersperg has a very technical definition, but she says the simplest way to understand it is to think of Baloo the bear from The Jungle Book when he starts scratching his back on a tree.
That's delicious. Oh.
But at some point, it becomes so enjoyable that Baloo grabs the tree and pulls it out and starts going after body regions that Baloo wouldn't have otherwise reached. And this is the point where the behavior switches from just object-oriented behavior to embodied tool use.
Which brings us to Veronica, an itchy cow living in the Austrian countryside. One of the videos Auersperg received was of Veronica using a stick clasped in her mouth to scratch her stomach and back. So she and a colleague went to visit.
And we landed in this beautiful place, which looks like something out of The Sound of Music.
High mountains, green pastures, church bells literally ringing. They took videos like the kind you're hearing now. And almost immediately after Veronica's owner dropped a stick in front of her,
Veronica just rolled out her pink tongue. With the tip of the tongue, she grabbed, like with an index finger, the stick, pulled the tongue back into the mouth,
grasping the stick between her teeth.
And Veronica just turned her head and started scratching her rear end.
Auersperg and her colleague, Antonio Osuna Mascaro, wanted to know how sophisticated this behavior really was. So they started testing her by providing her with a different tool, a broom.
Because a broom has a functional and non-functional end, right? The broom side and the handle side.
And over the course of 70 trials, Osuna Mascaro says Veronica not only used the broom, she used each end for different purposes. The bristly end, she'd scrape vigorously on the top of her body,
where her skin is hard and thick.
For her belly, udders, and more sensitive areas, she used the handle end more delicately.
Gently poking and pushing. So two completely different techniques.
Osuna Mascaro and Auersperg says their findings published in the journal Current Biology show for the first time that cattle, long derided as dumb, can also use tools.
Is it tool use? I believe the answer is unequivocally yes.
Rob Shoemaker is the president and CEO of the Indianapolis Zoo and the co-author of the book Animal Tool Behavior. And he says this finding is really exciting.
But it is not as unique as the author suggests.
Goats have been found to scratch themselves with sticks, so have water buffalo. Still, he says, it's further proof that animal tool use might be more common than we tend to think. Nate Rott, NPR News.